Hello, everyone. This is Liz from Media Dev, and today I am joined by Jamina. Hi, Jamina.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm currently in Texas now. It's really cold in here.
Aha. Excellent. So just so our listeners know, who is Jamina? Jamina worked for Media Dev for 8 years and was one of our best lead generation specialists. So she's got tons of very interesting background to share with us. And I'm really excited to learn about what you're doing now. So thank you again for your time today, Jamina. I'm going to dive right into the questions. So tell us, you said you're in Texas. So what are you doing now? Who are you working for and what are your responsibilities?
So I'm actually working for a software company now, Papyrus Software. And I am here as the business development manager for the Netherlands and Belgium. And at the same time, the business development team leader for the US office. So the company actually moved me here. Most of my responsibilities are still, of course, a part of it is lead generation. I still do pre-sale stuff to also find opportunities. I do a lot of marketing. Even internet marketing, social media marketing, and then at the same time, helping out the team to really find new opportunities themselves at the same time. I also help out with creating databases for the company as well. So it's pretty much similar to what I did with MediaDev before.
Yes, that's great. And I forgot to mention to our listeners that you had started out with us on our initial in Manila and moved back to the Netherlands, and so you're a globetrotter. So
yeah,
excellent. So how did MediaDev prepare you for this position?
Well, MediaDev really helped me a lot be in my position right now. Most of it is really a lot of training coming from you, so I should actually thank you. So MediaDev gave me a lot of training in terms of, first of all, being confident in what I do. And so you guys really helped me out to really understand the campaign first, of course, and then really dive into trying to, of course, implement what I learned from that campaign and then be confident about it and execute that, you know, with confidence.
Excellent. So what do you miss about MediaDev? Remember that really stuck with you today?
Well, I mean, most of my friends from the Philippines, most of them are really close with the MediaDev team back then. I still have contacts with them now. So I really miss the teamwork coming from, you know, those times. I miss the challenges that I faced, because I remember we've been handling different kinds of campaigns and we would just really share our knowledge and kind of like give each other advices on how we can be more effective, for example. So those are the things that I really miss, because that's how I started to build, you know, my career into doing software sales and lead generation at the same time. So those are really golden times for me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that you think back on that with fond memories. It's true that at MediaDev, the campaigns change all the time and, you know, it's always different and the solutions are changing and, you know, campaigns
so for me,
objectives
that's like
change.
Quite exciting, because then for me, every campaign that I handle is like a challenge to me. Mm-hmm. But so, of course, it's something that I have to think of, but then at the same time, it's something that I'm challenged to do, to be more effective, of course, and to really, at the end of the day, try to find a lead or an opportunity, or just finish the campaign based on the overview, of course.
Right, right. Now, I remember that's what I really loved, is that you always had that mindset of being excited about for the challenge, you know, where some people can get stressed or they're fearful or, you know, they get kind of panicked almost, you know, by that, like considering it pressure or, you know, difficulty, whereas you always were looking at the positive side of it. I think that is also probably what helped you to be so successful.
Yeah, for me, the challenge is it's just going to better me if I'm able to achieve it, you know. It's,
absolutely.
I'm not going to think negatively about a certain campaign, for example. I would just think of it as a challenge to better myself, you know, to be more effective or to enhance my skills in doing what I do.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you breaking all the records when it came to commission. So I think that's definitely one of the reasons why. So what are you grateful for in your new life?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be here if it's not for MediaDev, because when I started, I was just thinking I'm just going to do lead generation and that's it. And then suddenly I moved to Holland. And then after that, I'm here in the U.S. Imagine that. I did not expect all of these travel opportunities at all. And this is a part of my life that, of course, I'm also grateful for, because not only I can also work with things that I like to do, like software sales, but at the same time, I have these travel privileges that, you know, for me to be able to see the world at the same time. And I'm not, like I mentioned earlier, I won't be here if I wasn't really trained well at MediaDev.
Really. Awesome. Well, at the same time, thank you. But I also think, you know, it's because of your internal motivation and drive, like I said before, because I think that there's only so much we can do from a training perspective. I mean, it's hard for us, you know, to hold hands, especially from a distance, you know, and I've always been in France, you know, regardless. So, you know, with our remote teams and people who are working now from home offices, you know, obviously we're not getting that face-to-face contact.
Yeah.
So it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially this year. So sometimes that can be a little bit more difficult. And I think it takes even more internal drive on the part of the employee, you know, the person who's being trained or the trainee, so to speak, you know, to be proactive and ask questions. I mean, that's another thing you always did. You were never fearful of asking questions and getting more information and really trying to understand, you know, everything that you can understand. Campaign, about the solution, about the objectives, about what the clients were looking for. And I think that's why they were always so satisfied.
I did a lot of research back then as well. Like before I call a certain company or a person in that company, I would first do a lot of research on what kind of, you know, ERP or CRM they have been using first before I can, of course, talk about a certain campaign, just so I would give them that feeling that I'm not just a salesperson that, you know, wanted to just pitch about a certain product, but also for them to understand that I'm not just, you know, somebody that wants to sell something without knowing what they are actually doing or what kind of industry they're actually driving. So it's a lot of, really, for me, you have to know the project first or know the person that you talk to before you kind of, you know, try to do something with it.
Oh, definitely. I think that makes you much more knowledgeable when you have an idea about their role and what challenges they may be facing that the software then could address. And you were also very good at establishing rapport with prospects too. I kind of sometimes go back to some of your approaches, you know, to get past gatekeepers. And I use that today to help some new, you know, agents that are doing outbound, you know, cold calling to be able to get past gatekeepers. And, you know, part of that is also, you know, how do I want to say, like, being able to express very quickly to a gatekeeper, you know, why you're calling without pitching the gatekeeper, because obviously you don't need to go into the specifics of the solution with a gatekeeper on the phone. So, you know, getting really right past them to be able to get
with a gatekeeper, I usually kind of try to feel the other side, the person first, try to kind of feel what kind of a character she is. You know, and then I would kind of adjust myself to that. Like if she's friendly, I'm going to be friendly. If not, then I'm going to be as strict, for example. I remember one of my colleagues back then, I would look up to her when she talks because she's so direct. that's Joan, by the way. she was sitting behind me and she would be like, sometimes she would call, you know, this is, you know, Joan, And I just wanted to talk to Mr. ABC, and then I would hear her in the background. How would you know? How would you know he's not interested? She's like really fierce. I'm like, I should do that too. I should, you know, take the lead.
And she's working in software sales now too, which is really great.
Most of the team that I used to work together with at MediaDev around that time, they've all been also working in the software field.
We're big companies too, because I know Joan was working at Oracle, and I know there were other people working at SAP. And
exactly. So they've all really, you know, developed into, you know, different also solutions or companies that are, you know, and I'm sure they all came from the training that you did with us, Liz.
Well, and I guess everyone can't stick around for as many years as we did. I mean, 8 years for you, and I will be celebrating on January 7th my 14th year anniversary with the company, which is insane for me. Yeah, 14 years is a lot. The only person that's been around longer is Lorenzo. Yeah, it's true. I actually went through every major life experience while being at MediaDev. I was single when I joined. I met my husband, got married, bought a house, had two children, went on maternity leave twice, came back. So who knows, maybe I'll make it all the way to retirement, but we'll see.
Maybe so what in the future will also work for MediaDev.
Yeah, maybe. She's got, you know, two language skills, so that's always a plus, because she obviously is fluent in English and French. So
yeah,
we always are looking for people with lots of language skills, like you had with Dutch and English. And, you know, obviously we're still always, you know, looking for talented people to join our very international team, regardless of location. So, that's exciting. And what advice would you give to someone who's new to join the MediaDev team?
Well, I would say, you know, be more open to opportunities, be positive all the time. Sorry. And, you know, you have to have the passion to do every campaigns or every challenges that you are going to, of course, take on, because at the end of the day, this is not just going to better you. At the same time, it's going to better your skills, your mindset, your career in the future. So it's not just good results that you're going to give to the company, but for yourself at the same time, you know. So this is this and yeah, be more open to knowledge, for example, because I remember I've handled different kinds of campaigns. I've learned a lot about software. Or different, you know, solutions at the same times, and from all of these campaigns, I was able to learn about different, you know, approaches, different skills that I can apply to lead generation, for example. I've learned how to create a database on my own. You know, I've learned how to do research and how to really be more effective in everything that I did. You know, because sometimes, especially when you're doing lead generation, it's so hard to really reach someone, but I learned how to improve myself into really being, you know, more effective and having them talk to me at the same time. So be open and you have to really put your a little bit, maybe your heart onto the job, and then really try to you know, learn from your seniors in a company. Because at the end of the day, it's for you at the same time. It's for you to be more effective in the job.
And be curious. Be curious. Ask questions.
Be curious. Definitely. Yeah.
No, it's true. I've been doing a lot of listening to lots of different podcasts and motivational speakers. And you probably know Tony Robbins, because he's so huge in the States. Yeah. And I'm like a big fan of Tony Robbins. He's like the greatest ever. And, you know, he talks so much about your own, you know, drive and, you know, what makes you passionate and how, you know, everything is just comes down to your state of mind and mastery of your state. And, you know, I think that's, and not being fearful, not like no good decision can come from fear. You know, he always says that. And I think that's very, very true, especially, you know, in the business world and in our, you know, line of work because, you know, it's almost like, you know, they say dogs smell fear, you know, it's like a prospect smells fear. Yeah, and
exactly.
They're not going to tolerate that, you know. Nobody wants to engage with somebody that they think is just not even, you know, have any bit of confidence, like you said, you know, earlier, that confidence is a big factor.
Confidence is really, really important. You have to build that on your own. And especially this generation, like 10 years ago when we were doing this, we don't really had a lot of tools that we can use, for example, on the internet when doing a campaign.
Yeah, you're making me feel old. Like LinkedIn and Facebook didn't even exist. No. You know, can you believe that when I started at MeetUp, even Skype didn't exist? Like, that's how old we are, Jamina. That's terrible.
Yeah. Like, for example, I've learned on LinkedIn, for example, I learned that you can now do some polls on your own. I mean, this is, you can help out, you know, in a campaign using that, for example, or I mean, everyone pretty much published a lot of software involvements or a lot of things on the internet. And if you're just really, you know, motivated to do a little bit of research in everything that you do or all the campaign that you are going to be handling, then I think it will be effective if you just really put yourself into it and motivate yourself. Like on a daily basis, when I go to the office, I learned this also from MeetUp. I would just think, I just have to have one or two leads today. Or for a week, I should have, you know, 5 leads, and then I'm good to go, and then I'm happy. So I would really pressure myself in a positive way to really be more effective in all of these campaigns, balance my time in all of these campaigns, and then, you know, when I achieved it, like for example, it's 1 p.m. already, and I already have 3 leads. Okay, I'm just gonna lay low and go to the next campaign and see what I can do. That's how I did it, really. Because if you pressure yourself, you know, in being more effective or producing in a certain campaign, then you don't really have to feel that pressure, you know, towards the end of the day or the end of the week, you know. So that's how I do it. I don't really think too vastly in a certain campaign. I just really put a mindset to every campaign I handle. So like I just try to keep it simple. If I have to find the lead, then I'm just gonna find the lead. If I have to create a data and I have to finish, for example, 50 today, then I'm just gonna do that. And then when I'm done, I'm done, you know, or anything else that I did. So it's gonna really evolve into, you know, just doing that at the same time. So it's. You have to be really confident and be more, you know, open and curious to everything.
So what are some ways then that you can keep your motivation level high, and how can you build that confidence? Like, let's say somebody is, you know, not motivated or they're feeling down, you know, because everyone has good days and bad days. So what would you say are some tips to get somebody to be more motivated on a particular day?
Yes. Yeah, so, When I do my approach, for example, and then it works, then I'd be happy. Like, or like, for example, if the next day it doesn't work, my approach, then I would try to change myself or try to find another approach that can be more effective. So I try to really, you know, learn more about it, and at the same time try to find ways on being effective at the same time. So so for me, I don't really give myself an excuse here. Jamina, it didn't work, you just, you know, I'm not
try
like,
again
I try yeah. again no I'd be more yeah. like I'm like, okay, if it works, then I'm happy, of course, but if it doesn't work, I don't tell myself try again tomorrow. I'd be more like, okay, it didn't work, so what else can I do? How can I change that? How can I be more effective? You know, because in that way, I try to fix the problem at the same time and just, you know, be more effective, for example.
Yeah.
So it really falls into your motivation and your passion with everything that you do at the end of the day.
I like your idea of mirroring prospects too. I think that's a great tip for people. I mean, mirroring the tonality of their voice. I mean, even if you can't see them, I mean, a lot of people do this when they're in front of somebody, they mirror hand gestures or they mirror the way they're breathing, or, you know, they put their hair behind their ear or something like this, you know?
Somehow I can kind of feel what kind of a person they are on the phone. Like, I can tell if they're friendly, or I can tell if they're having a bad day, or if they're, you know, if they're busy. I don't know why, but maybe there's something in me I can just really
sense. No, but there's definitely a way to hear, you know, pick up on those cues when you're speaking to somebody. And then, you know, when you mirror that, it makes them feel, I think it's a subconscious cue to make them feel more at ease.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's true. Because for them, if you adjust, if you can kind of make them feel that you can relate and that you're someone that can, you know, be a little bit more friendly to them, then I think it's, you know, it's somehow a start on building a bridge, know, and really having that bridge, having that lead being nurtured at the same time.
Right.
Like, for example, you call them, I actually have a meeting in 5 minutes. You know, I'm really busy today. I'd be like, oh, that's not a problem. I mean, let me know when would be the best time to call you back. I'm sorry about that. And then they would tell me a certain time. Like, I wouldn't really let go of a certain contact that I really needed to talk to without, you know, a call back, for example, confirming that as well with them. Right. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like what I learned from Joan, like if it's a gatekeeper, I'd be more like, how would you know? How would you know that he's not interested? Did you know his agenda? This is about a certain solution that you guys are using or that you guys is going to benefit from. And knowing that he's the IT manager, I think that this is something that he needs to know. You know, in a really kind of a little bit of a fierce kind of, you know, tone to overpower the control from, you know, from the phone call, that's that's something that I also kind of, you know, learn.
So giving yourself more power, empowering yourself to be the leader of the conversation. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Especially when you know that the person that you're talking to is someone important. You have to have that confidence, and you have to make them feel that you know what you're talking about, and that you make them feel that you have, you know, knowledge, and that you're someone professional, and you have the power, you know.
Yeah, and that you're really at the same level as the prospect, and not, you know, a low level, you know, person that's just reading a script. I get a lot of calls, and I, you know, obviously I'm working from home, so usually the sales calls that you get when you're at home are about, you know, buying insurance or, you know, a satellite dish or, you know, something that you totally don't want. But I hate when I pick up those phone calls and I can tell right away the person is reading a script. It just gives me no incentive to want to speak to them.
Yeah, it feels like they're just, you know, like robots, or those doesn't have any feelings, or doesn't really know what I want. It would make you feel like that if you're really just reading a script, then you're just going to be, you know, straight to that without really kind of adjusting yourself or feeling, kind of trying to feel the flow of the conversation at the same time. That's very important.
Definitely. So, and right now, are you training other people? Is that part of your responsibility?
Yes, that's also one of the things that I'm doing here in the U.S. office. I'm helping them out to be more effective. I'm training them how to pitch to prospects. And then at the same time, I help them out with marketing campaigns, social media campaigns at the same time, on how they can be more effective, how can they really be more on, you know, finding opportunities in a, you know, better way, for example. So I do all of that. It's a weekly, actually, we have this weekly meeting at the same time. So for me to help them out, and I try to set them at the same time some rules and some targets that they can do, for example, just so they can be, you know, more motivated to do the campaigns at the same time. So yes, this is something that I'm also trying to do here.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Good. Is there anything else that you want to say to our listeners? I could talk to you like all day. Although I know you're busy, so you couldn't do that, but I don't know who would listen to a podcast for the whole day either. So
I think I pretty much told, I told you already everything that I wanted to say. And I wanted to thank you really, Liz, for helping me out, being to someone that I am now. And I'm really, you know, grateful for that. And I'm really, really happy with all the memories and all the skills that I learned working for MediaDev. This is really, really important to me. Because like I said, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't really trained well or you know, on MediaDev. And then at the same time, I found the most amazing friends over there. It was really a great time, you know. It was really some of the prime last years of my time in the Philippines, really. So every now and then, even I would go to Ortigas and I would visit Ryan, for example.
And Ryan's still, you know, he's still working with us, so it's so great.
He does, yeah. So I'm really, really grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamina. And for everyone who's listening, make sure to check out our resource library at MediaDev.com for lots of other marketing tips, advice, articles, podcasts, and videos so that you can also help with your outreach and improvement on lead generation activities. Thanks again, Jamina.
Thank you very much, Liz, and have a great day. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.